It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 559.
Tally Smythe.
Hey, boys.
Back on the show from the Mondrian.
I'm so happy to be here. I've actually really missed you guys.
Same.
We spent so much time together overseas. Mm-hmm. And you know what we said, you know, when you see friends overseas, you really, it's an extra special bonding time, isn't it?
Oh, it does. It connects you up.
It really does.
It connects others closer than others, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I think I know what you're referring to.
Mr. 97, have you got your Raya approved yet? Is that what it's called?
No, not yet.
Okay.
So yeah, I've pushed him through. So mm-hmm. he had to use my number to get onto the app.
Yeah.
And then once he did that, I got this pop-up saying, you know, Mason has said that he knows you. And then I clicked, yes, I approve. You know, he's a good guy. No, I don't approve of this guy, or I don't know this person.
Okay.
And so obviously I press, I don't know this person.
And so this was the app for celebrities. Can you just open your phone? Can I see who are in Abbotsford right now? Because obviously we saw Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, trust me, it's very different.
You have the CEO of Firefox.
Is there anyone on?
You know, it's fun. It's always fun when things are happening, right? So if like the US Open's in town, you've got tennis players there. I matched with Lewis Hamilton when he was in town.
He's on it?
Yeah, but he's also yay high.
What's he doing though?
Being on it?
Yeah, but I mean, he's
the right. I don't know. He had really bad chat too.
What's really? Has he outsourced it to his PA or something?
No, I just feel like, I guess guys that are that wealthy and that well known, and he's not even that good looking in my opinion, I guess they don't feel like they have to try very hard. Mm. So they don't really bother with conversation, whereas I'm someone who needs a bit of banter.
It's stimulus.
Mm.
It all goes down to the DM.
So that's all
it's sad,
so,
isn't it?
There's nothing there.
You remember how in LA every single dot was like.
Would have to go drive all the way to Windsor.
Well, to meet who? From Chad.
To go to Revolver upstairs.
Is that where they are?
Is it Breakfast Revolver. Club? No, it's not Breakfast
Who's
Club.
There?
Tori and Mel.
They're still there from last night.
Yeah. They're DJ, so they work there.
They're about to start tonight.
If you're a DJ, surely you don't have to hang throughout the day.
Before you definitely don't. This is party season.
It is. God, I'm so tired. Can you hear my voice?
Are you just tired from LA?
I have not stopped.
And a half.
I swear to God, I have not stopped partying because you guys know I hit it pretty hard in LA. Very hard.
How many nights were you there?
I was there for 10 nights and I was out every single night. And usually till like 3, 4, 5 a.m.
I wish you had one of those rings on, aura rings counts your sleep. Mm.
It was not much.
10 days.
Not much sleep. 20 hours.
I would actually be interested in that.
How much sleep I get. Yeah. It's not a lot. And I swear to God, I have not stopped since. So this is the busiest time of year for me. Obviously, it's party, silly season, it's Christmas parties, but also brands really want to get their collabs out before Christmas time because they want us to push products that then you guys go buy for Christmas presents. Mm-hmm. So I've just been like nonstop. I sound like a 3-pack-a-day smoker and I don't smoke.
Oh, I think I only do it too.
Dude, I was at 7-Eleven yesterday behind a guy who
apparently vape.
He's like, I can have a packet of this. $30 for a packet of cigarettes
now. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I can't afford to smoke.
Fucking ridiculous.
Mm. I'm sure I can get some kind of sponsorship though, right?
Really? Have you been contacted ever by a brand?
They can't legally advertise. Mm-hmm. It's just like you can't, like good luck finding someone smoking in any Australian drama or soapy, like you just don't see it anymore. No one's punching darts on Neighbours. What a great storyline. Someone like having a vape problem.
Like surely.
Matilda's vape addiction.
Surely if it's a negative sort of thing, they would allow it because it's sort of commentary.
I mean, movies, obviously, you still see like badasses smoking, but no, like Australian, like Neighbours and Home and Away, you'd never see a cigarette, I don't reckon.
What's your favourite party over the summer?
Do you know what? I managed to avoid going to the races this year. We were obviously together in LA. So I am looking forward to the polo. The polo is just like a more chilled.
Oh, January.
Yeah. A more chilled, looser, like just everyone's sort of, you know, you can take your shoes off if you want. It's just a much, it's just the one day as well. Mm. So you don't feel like you're sort of.
When are we going? When is it?
I've been. It's good. We should go.
I've already promised Mace a ticket. So what have I promised
that's
him?
Right. Oh. To the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah.
Your dad's really excited.
Polo. That could be fun.
Mace, you're telling me that your dad's a big fan of mine. Are your parents a big fan of mine now?
Yeah.
Did I think we're getting married? I told you, if you put a ring on his finger and a baby inside of me, I'm down.
Really?
Which order?
Yes, a whole baby. I want half a baby.
But which order?
Yeah, okay.
Baby first or ring first?
God, we're running out of time. Ring first. I'm a Catholic girl, so we'll do ring first.
Catholic.
Your dad will want the ring first. All
right. Guys, weird flex from me. But
you always have weird flexes. What's happening now?
I have
Oh, wow.
A, what is it called?
An apple.
An apple. $100 bill. Note.
What have you? Why is it rolled up in a?
This is my flex.
Kate, you don't hang out in my world, obviously.
So I've got a $100 bill. When was the last time you had a $100 bill? 97. You ever touched one before?
I actually can't tell whether he's joking or not.
No, he's actually being serious. You
had to go to an AGM to get that.
No, so this is the thing I wanted to talk about. So I went to a Christmas thing for my parents. And
this
my
is just family, getting cooler and cooler, this story.
No, and so it's so weird because the thing is, it's like I spend $100 each on mum and dad.
Yeah.
And they spend they gave me $100 cash. So
that's
as
a Christmas
my present.
Merry Christmas.
But I just feel like it can potentially be a little bit transactional in regards
to that.
How.
I've only got my dad and my two brothers, and we do Secret Santa, which to me is already lazy. I'm happy to buy all three of them a present. Like, we only have each other, really. You can't buy three presents.
Yeah.
But then I make it secret. We use the website, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And
what website do you use?
Draw names.
Like
yeah, we did that for this year.
And the budget's $150. Mm-hmm. And then obviously I get one of them and keep it a secret. And it's a very thoughtful gift. And they just talk to each other. Yeah. And I got you. What do you want? Oh, just here it is.
Yeah, it's called secret for a reason.
There goes Christmas. He's ruined Christmas.
We know everybody's. It was like Amy's sister got me again.
Again,
2 years in a row. Fucking hell.
I better not say who I have. Okay. Where's his airing?
27. You're fine.
Speaking of notes, I saw a thing the other day on Instagram, a poll that had me a bit confused, and it was a $20 note, and it was a poll, and it said red or orange, and I couldn't decide what I thought.
Of a $20 note?
Yeah, is it red or orange?
It's orange.
Lobster. Lobster's
it's
orange.
It's orange? It's orange. Yeah, but then you look at it, if you look at it for a bit longer, it does look a bit red.
No, I know what you mean, but it's called a lobster. So if we're referring to
when we're making our drug deals on the street.
Yeah, you get a lobster, get a pineapple.
But lobsters
could kind of look orange and red, depending on when you cook, like where in the cooking process
we are. True, they do change colour.
Do you have any cash on you, Tully?
No, I don't carry a lot of cash. Well, I just tap my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Just tappy tap. What
was it like last time you actually, like, because I was
probably
thinking.
Probably in the States.
Okay. Because I feel like there could be, because I've got friends
when
that
we went to the strip club and we were just $1 bills. Mace had one in his mouth.
It was amazing how hard Mason went.
I really wish we got to take the cameras, you know, to all those fun spots we went to. Jumbo's was great. You were on fire that night.
Well, is Jumbo's a strip joint?
Yeah, we went there.
No, I've never. I didn't go
there. Mace got up on stage. It was just Mace and I. And we brought that lovely girl back to me. It was great.
Now, can we work out what colour Mason is right now?
Is it red or orange?
I think it's peach. It's a peach colour. I just love tormenting Mason.
Grant Smiley is playing.
Oh, he's home.
New Year's Day, I think, or Eve, one of the two.
Yeah, he's home. And he's having a big party at Ponyfish as well that he's invited me to. We should all go together.
Oh, great.
Where's our invite?
Let's go. I'm sure if you wanted a ticket to the New Year's Day, I'm sure he'd hook you up.
Oh, I didn't know. I'd have to do that. I'd have to party.
Oh.
No, I'm not. I'm away, which is unfortunate, Grant, but thanks for inviting me if you are thinking about it. I'd still appreciate you to ask me before.
It's nice that he's home.
So recently we got slid into the DMs by a brand, and they said, we'd like you to come to we would like to gift you some of our product.
And, guys, you've made it.
Yeah, this is huge.
And first of all, I thought, nah, this is dodgy.
Is this the men's health one or no?
This is the rod and gun.
Okay.
Clothing. I mean, I'm rocking it now. And so, but it was this moment where it's like, I haven't really had a great deal of this happen. You're probably someone who has it happen all the time.
Yep.
What's something weird that's actually come off? Because we were like, I don't know if this is actually a thing. And then all of a sudden we're in there walking out with shitloads of product.
How great is it though?
But I didn't feel confident like going in.
It's because, an awkward, I call it the awkward dance. It's always an awkward bit where you're like, do they know this is for free? I'm going to have to tell them that it's for free. That's awkward, especially at cafes, because so often, you know, whoever the social media person is that contacts me and says, come in, we'd love to chat you lunch, is never the person on the floor that day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then you have this huge meal, because you always overorder if it's free.
Yeah, a lot of sides.
You order four of whatever just to photograph. Mm. And then the bill comes and you're like, this is actually, do you want me to, let me just show you the DM that I was sending. It's so awkward every time.
Have you out of embarrassment, because I went over my,
Also awkward. Yeah. You get given a budget and then you go over
I
it.
I went over the budget and they said, so it's just 180 over. And I was just like,
have to stand there and like be really, real tight ass and like put two t-shirts back or just go, that's totally fine. I'll just get the difference.
Yeah. Well, it was a little bit like that. I was sort of in a position where I was like, had a charity event the next day that I was emceeing. It's like, I guess I could just have the suit jacket and see what I've got at home.
So you put the items back. Yeah,
you know, so they went to, I ended up being like, I'm like, how about I take it, and if it's an issue, then I can just return it the next day. But I still didn't have the balls to say, can I have shoes? So I wore with my suit Vans.
Don't do that. You've got a girlfriend to stop you from doing this.
I know, but she was texting me a lot, and she did say she was questioning.
Don't wear. I know.
He's at worn the very it. It's done. Least,
do I have a photo?
At
of
the very body? Least, if you. Oh, not yeah. even that. I'm
so
even
loafers?
No.
No, what are they called?
Boat the shoes. Boat like shoe. The boat shoe style.
With a suit?
Mm.
No.
It's not like a racer suit. It's more.
It was for a.
Like chinos? Like, what are we
it's
talking
more
about?
Yeah, chino style. Chinos,
yeah.
Like, he looks like he's fresh out of Reva.
Yeah. What's a Reva?
Reva, the bar.
And what's Reva? You're just really uncool, hey.
What is Reva, though? What did we say? A bar.
No, it's a bar.
It's a venue.
So, have you got a bunch in your inbox that you haven't activated?
Like, yeah, I'm sure I've got ones now that I'm ignoring. I do respond to everybody. I just sometimes I'm not as enthusiastic about it. So what have we got?
Oh, she's gone to her message requests. She's got her phone out right now.
I don't like the general or the you know how they've got the two different inboxes now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is where the weird stuff happens in this one.
This is where it's gone like through to the keeper.
People offering me Botox.
Really? Hang on, just read one out. We won't tell their brand because that's why you're not doing it, because you don't want to endorse them.
Okay, someone's offering me a bed.
A bed?
Yep.
You have to stay at the guy's house.
This is great.
This is a bad message because I don't even know what they're trying to give me. Hey, Tully. Brand name there. Is our brand new online company that launched in August. Lush, faux, suede mats and strength balls in fresh original colors with a sleek, badass vibe are just what you need to get sweaty. At this point, I'm wondering what exactly am I being offered? Our mats are made from recycled plastic bottles and our balls are free of BPA and toxic glues.
That's good.
We'd absolutely love to send you a mat or a ball to vamp up your next workout. Okay, there we go. The first time I'm realizing this is an exercise.
It's a Pilates
yoga mat.
What's your best address for postage? Thanks and hopefully talk soon.
Have you got a PO box?
I don't, but I just have my agency. I just get things sent to. That's another one.
Do you want to use our PO box?
You can just start some stuff.
Seriously.
P.O. box.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
I'll start sending you some weed shit.
P.O. box.
Sure. I already know what the first delivery is going to be. It's going to be a bunch of vibrators.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
Your girlfriend will love it. Your wife will love it.
Hey, what about me?
I'll love it, Mace.
So what is the policy?
What about me? I mean, you're welcome to use.
What is the policy?
Tickler, that's fine. You can give it a go if you want. It might work on your ass. Again, always with the ass. Why do you always come here?
It does.
No, you went there. You went there.
We always get to.
You mentioned the word ASS. What happens when you accept free stuff?
That's the thing I was going to ask you. Did you have posting requirements?
No, not at all. Just
it's just a gifting opportunity.
Literally just.
Yeah. They said it would be nice if you did.
Yeah. So
the old guilt trip.
But that's not to me. Yeah. Definitive.
No, so to be completely honest with you, you guys are still such small fry that
mate, let's
only,
end this now here.
You're only gonna you're
nice, turn the
come on, there's always the best chats.
small fry.
You guys are micro influencers, micro penises.
It's better than having a micro penis like people with
micro influencers. So at the moment you'd only be accepting it'd be silly of them to, you know, you can't really ask for money and they can't really assume you're gonna post.
Okay.
But once you get to sort of my level.
Yeah. It's all
what happening. Is it
as a macro influencer?
macro.
It's really up to me. So if I really, really want something, or if something's of quite, you know, a lot of value, you know, if I'm going to get a free mattress, you know, mattress, pillows, bed base, that's you know, that's a lot of money. I'm happy just to do it for a post. I won't be like, yeah, I'll do. Give me the free stuff plus pay me $1,000 plus.
Yeah. But as a person, I was going to call you an influencer, but as someone who has their job as endorsing products or, you know, spreading people's brands, what's the point of starting between you where you go, I'll do it all for free, it's all contra, to actually making any money? Because I reckon we can get really, heaps of contra shit.
Yeah.
But it doesn't serve us to build a business or a brand.
No, people don't get that. I think that, and it is, again, so grateful and so lucky, but, you know, when someone's like, oh, but, you know, we're going to give you, it's like, yeah, that's so great and that's really lovely of you and I appreciate that, but I can't pay my rent with that t-shirt, you know? I think from like 10K you can start charging. It might just be $50 a post, but from like 10K, when you've got this, just the K sign, Because you guys are still in digits, aren't you?
Mm, yes, yes. 2,500.
Mm. Yes. So there's a way to go.
It's very slow nowadays.
Oh, it's so hard.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Do you reckon we can get to the K?
Yeah, absolutely.
10K.
I mean, you gave us some good endorsements.
You guys are getting some really great friends in high places. Like, you're getting some pretty great talent through here.
Thank yeah.
You. You're doing
or are you
well.
Talking about yourself?
No, it's fun. No, I'm a friend of the show. I'm not talking.
Okay, friend of the show.
Okay, although we did go on tour together.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
Do you find that it's if you get something for free, is also the other thing that you potentially removing the opportunity for them to give you money to?
Yes, that's why Jen, my manager, can get a bit shitty with me sometimes because it does devalue you if you're suddenly posting for free. Yeah. For one, but then it kind of can work both ways. Clinique, for example, is a skincare brand that I've used my whole life, and I have always paid for products. But I have this, you know, this moisturizer that is just so great, and I've posted about it before, and it's not been paid post. And then now recently, they've gotten in touch with Jen, and now I'm doing paid work with them. Yeah, so it can work both ways. Mm-hmm. They've seen that I genuinely love the product. They've seen me post about it a multitude of times, and they've gone, "Hey, let's get in touch with her and let's do some actual, you know, collaborations with her." So it can work both ways. But I do tend to be a little bit generous with my postings. Mm-hmm. Even on trips and stuff, you know, you do a trip and it's generally one post a day per night that you're on this trip. That's what I agree to. That's what I sign off to. That's what Jen's, you know, bargained down. That's what we're charging for. But I always have such a good time when you're traveling. I do like 12 posts a day and Jen's like, "Tali." Mm. Like, what? You know, it's good content.
Giving value.
It's good content for me. I'm in a great place. I'm actually having a genuinely good time. I'm not going to not post photos because we've only agreed to post three. Like
the photo of us in LA.
I love that photo.
Was that
did it do well?
Did you work that into some kind of deal? Or is
that just
that was just my charity work for the
great.
How did that go for me? Have we had a look at that recently?
Let's get some insights on our post.
I also posted a photo of just me and Mace, which if you scroll back, I never post photos of me in a garden because it usually causes some kind of controversy. But
any DMs about that? Any
a lot of DMs from my girlfriends. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Who the hell is this guy?
Yeah, who's this? I love those tips.
We don't know what happened, but EPLP took down, they put up a photo of 97 and you, and then they took it down.
Did they?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's okay.
That's controversial.
Yeah. We should find out what happened. There's obviously something.
I remember
happened.
It going up actually.
Yeah.
Should we call Grant right now?
We should.
I was wondering.
Grant liked both of the photos of, of us, by the way. So we got Grant's approval.
Did they do all right?
Yeah, they did well.
Have you heard the story about the restaurant that called out the influencer?
I have, yeah.
What happened?
So,
I remember lightly, but
it's happened a couple of times.
A Love Island contestant.
Mm-hmm. And so basically she's slid into the DMs of a restaurant saying, "Hey, I can come into your restaurant."
Which I will say is common practice these days.
Exactly. And so that's what I'm curious about is it's a poor form by the restaurant.
So she did the reach out.
She did, which is completely, it happens all the time. And, you know, in her defense, she didn't say, "Hi, can we come in and get free food?" She was like, "Hey, are you guys open to a collaboration?" Mm-hmm. Which is how you word it, how everyone words it. I've done it a million times. Not so much with restaurants anymore. That's kind of not really done. More so, for instance, if I was going away and I wanted to stay, you know, at a hotel before I book it and pay full price, you've got nothing to lose to reach out to the marketing or the PR chick and being like, "Hey, I'm coming up anyway. My flights are booked. I'd love to stay there. Would you be open to a collaboration? Or alternatively, do you have a media rate?" And then, you know, they'll say, "Yeah, great. We'd love to give you one night for free or two nights for free in return for this." Or they might say, "Don't do collaborations, but we're happy to give you a 10% off media rate." And then, you know, sort of everyone wins. I get 10% off. I still do a couple of posts for them. I felt bad for her. I thought that was pretty off.
I wonder how it'd go Mexican Cantina Nari Warren just calling up and saying, "Hey, it's Josh here. Oh, yeah, would you like to book a table? Actually, it's a collab. How about a collaboration?"
If you guys did an episode from there, that could totally work.
Oh, yeah, we could do it.
Do you think that like all these businesses have become tighter in terms of allowing this stuff to go down based on the amount of people now?
Yeah, I can see both points of view. I also can understand from, you know, a business owner, like you're thinking, who the hell are these young fuckwits that they can just come in here and get a free meal? I think generally in my experience, the people that react like that, and it was pretty, they were pretty ferocious, they tend to be of an older generation who don't quite get grasp influencer marketing, you know, social media, how it all works, how that can be, you know, I know for a fact there is a cafe that was struggling, and they had my friend Steph Claire Smith come in and do a post, and it literally saved their business.
Really?
So it does work. It is effective. It is an effective form of marketing. There are just ways and ways of going about it. I always make sure when I do my reach outs that I'm making sure that they're aware of what I'm willing to offer them. Like I give them my numbers, I give them my stats, my reach. You know, I'm like, I'm happy to do some posts or stories, whatever you guys want. If I'm traveling, I'm happy to do a blog post or, you know, write up a review on, because hotels love TripAdvisor reviews. Like if you offer that, they'll give you the whole place for free.
Really?
They love
it. Everyone can do a TripAdvisor review.
Yeah, but it has a lot of weight. I think when the average Joe is booking a place, they check places like TripAdvisor a lot. They're not necessarily, you know, Mary and Ken from Altona probably aren't checking the super slick Instagram feed. They're probably more likely to check TripAdvisor.
Do you have a TripAdvisor account?
I do.
Can you look up Tully's TripAdvisor account, please?
I don't even know if it's under my name, to be honest.
Oh, really? So you have to use potentially.
No, I think when I made it, I made it years ago before I was anything. Uh-huh. I'm still not anything, let's be honest.
For your macro back then.
No, I wasn't even a, oh, this is a guy I'm supposed to go on a date with tonight.
Oh, really? I won't say their name.
Can we read it?
No, I think I'm going to bail.
You're going to bail on him?
I think so.
What do you lie or do you?
No.
Flat out.
I'm just like exhausted.
So you say that?
I'm just like, I've got nothing in the tank.
Okay. Love it. Do you think the younger generation now are having a harder time at communicating the truth as to, you know, say like relationships and why stuff isn't working necessarily?
Yeah, I think it's commonplace. People just assume the worst of everybody. Like, if you know, it's so commonplace to be ghosted, so you don't feel too bad doing it yourself. I don't know. We're kind of just treating each other like crap. I think dating apps have completely ruined dating. Mm. I mean, neither of you would know. Mm. Mace, I don't know if you're on any dating apps. Well, no, I mean, Ray, fingers crossed.
I mean, it's usually the naive ones that go for the creme of the creme. Fucking he's going to Raya for first dating app, trying to get onto the exclusive.
Yeah, he knows I mean,
if you did one and that was it, forever.
Imagine, okay, we're all laughing here, but we're the ones going to feel silly when he ends up with a Victoria's Secret model and he's like, see ya, I'm moving back to LA to get stoned on gummies every day.
I don't know if it's going to happen. Not because I don't believe, I don't think 97 wants that. I think 97
wants
that.
What do you want, 97?
Yeah, probably.
Who are you looking for?
Probably not getting stoned on gummies.
That's not what you want to do every day?
But being in LA, living in LA?
Nah, probably not. Melbourne.
And you're also not as, like, you would probably, I could imagine you potentially with a attractive author over a Victoria's Secret model.
Attractive author.
Like a J.K. Rowling sort of, I don't know.
You know, I'm a writer, right? And I'm writing a book right now.
There we go. I didn't mean that. But no, I think there is something in the, I think that you would go intelligence over.
He needs a nice
sheer
girl.
Sheer attraction.
With a big heart.
Have big jaws.
Dead air. Dead air. Elevated music starts playing. Look, I think that the influencer thing was a bit off. I felt bad for her because it happens every day, all the time. Macro, micro, doesn't matter. That's a commonplace. That's how you start a conversation. He could have easily replied and said, hey, look, you know, thanks for reaching out. We actually don't do collaborations. End of story. He didn't have to put her messages out. He definitely didn't have to include her name in her photo. Yeah, and I know she got a lot.
It seems really mean.
Just unnecessary. And it's the kind of stuff that's perpetuating online trolling and bullying. And I just... Yeah, it's just icky, really.
Are you someone to get on the phone, actually?
Like, I actually hate speaking on the phone.
Really?
Don't do it. My voicemail says, like, don't leave a voicemail. I'm not going to call you back.
How old is it?
Pretty old. But it stands. It still stands.
You've still got it, though? You still actually have voicemail?
I actually have to change it because, as my smart-ass friends like to point out, I then repeat my number back. I'm like, shoot me a text instead and then give them my number. Mm. And everyone's like, Tully, they've just called you. They've got your number.
Anyone asking, please leave your name and number. It's like if you're calling on a smartphone or any phone for that matter.
Yeah, I guess we're just programmed because that's what we've always said our whole
life.
Exactly. Yeah, actually, that's an interesting point.
You don't need to say, I mean, you had email on yours. If you shoot me an email to Josh at
Big Media Company.
That's I think that's good, sense. Yeah. I still call my dad and say, hey, it's Tully. And he goes, yep, fully aware. I don't know why I do that.
Definitely drop your number.
But it would be weird just calling and saying, hey. And him saying, hi, pumpkin.
So you wouldn't
hey,
have
darling.
So you don't have anyone You get so many notifications.
Oh, that's nothing. You ain't seen nothing.
Time hop. Hi,
Time hop is like the it's like a time capsule. It shows you what I've been doing for the last 12 years of my
life. How depressing is it?
Oh, it's basically just me and all my ex boyfriends and girlfriends who loved me once upon a time.
So hang on, it tells you, it shows a photo from last year.
It's like, here's what you were doing last year. Here's what you're doing on Instagram. Here's what you're doing on Facebook. Here's what you were. Here's a video of you looking cuter and skinnier and younger. Here's a boy that once gave you a Christmas present and it's now not going to give you a Christmas present. Like, it's just. Oh, hello. Just straight to my bikini shot. So I was at a Christmas party last year playing with a baby as standard with me.
So do you look at this every day?
I do. Hop? It's funny because I've actually – nostalgia is real – something I struggle with a lot.
You don't like it?
Who is it?
Oh, it's Jen.
Jen Watts.
Me and Jen were 3 years ago at a Christmas party.
Jen and Jen.
Yeah, I tend to sort of get caught up in nostalgia. So having an app like this is
a lot of screen grabs. Who are you bitching about?
No, they're just they're tweets.
Okay. Are you big on the WhatsApp? Are you big on the WhatsApp groups? Do you?
No, I only speak to one person on WhatsApp. I think only people that people that live overseas have WhatsApp. I don't think many people use it here. Mm-hmm. It's always funny though to read something and it's like the day there was a tweet and it was like, oh, you know, don't even have $2 to rub together, blah 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 blah. And I think, wow, nothing's changed in like 12 years. Still broke, still hungry.
There is something funny.
You said that, yeah.
Like there is. I was looking back at someone's old. Like, you know, you can go down a rabbit hole when you sort of start scrolling.
It's called stalking.
Yeah. But what is it about 20? Like sort of 2010. If you ever had a good year tax wise, like good tax return, you'd always say great tax return. Now you just shut the fuck up.
Do you remember that time we all got just money from the government for no reason?
It was like $1,000 or something.
What? That was so great.
There was a new government that came in.
And they just all gave us like a K. Do you remember that for no reason?
I can't remember it happening.
It would have been 2011 because I was working in advertising and we just all got, I mean, Mace would have been 3.5. But we just all got money for no reason, all of us.
Right? Can you find out what that was and how much money they gave out?
Was it Kevin Rudd?
Yeah.
Ruddy
Do you remember,
Rudd?
Like, did you get the baby bonus, TJ?
No, we missed out on that one. That was the 5K.
Oh, that's good.
Because apparently people were buying plasmas. Yeah,
Mace, would you have a baby with me for 5K?
No. It's not. You don't get that.
You do it for free. Don't be silly.
Just a collab.
You now get like a...
the 5K collab. Daily, that's quite good.
Daily talk show collab. Great human being.
Slide into the DMs. Hey, looking to collab.
Yeah. I've got budget's 5K. Client's really easy to work with though. So much sexual attention. I'm getting flustered.
next year,
a bottle of champagne. Can we pop that?
We do have that. That was given to us by a lovely listener.
The funny, we were literally. I was talking to 97 before you got here, and I was saying that when I'm older, I do like the idea of having like a red wine while we're doing the show.
Oh, I think that'd be so fun.
Yeah,
next year
I have an idea for a podcast where I went on a first date every episode and it was sponsored by an alcohol company and we just got drunk as the episode went on.
Oh, great. Well, there's the chick who does the making food and getting drunk, which is hilarious. But she did it for many, many years. But then
she was one of the original. Yeah. Like, yeah.
But if you do that for like 10 years of your life, you're an alcoholic at that point, right?
In saying that though, after getting you drunk in LA, it'd be boring.
Well, I was good
give
fun.
Him
no,
were
no
you?
Give him another chance. Actually, we haven't had a conversation since. So when we recorded, that was before we went out.
Gotcha.
So let's have a retro.
What, a recap.
A recap.
Well, I think we've spoken about it. Tully needs to speak about it.
Okay.
And do you want her to speak about it?
Yeah, more to speak about it.
What
happened after the episode?
No, but so from an alcohol point of view, what was I actually like?
Okay, so basically last time you guys saw us, we were in my hotel room at the Mondrian, and we left the Mondrian to go to EPLP, our good friend Grant Smiley's venue. Mm-hmm. It was a really nice night. Rooftop was pumping.
And ING Carter's never seen harder workout than Tully's.
No, and I just proceeded to just think about, it was tough because I wanted to get you guys hammered quickly. Mm-hmm. So I'd usually go for hard spirits, but also Mace doesn't like the taste of alcohol. So I had to think of things that were potent but didn't taste like that. Mm-hmm. So first we started off on some vodka pineapples because Mason is literally a white girl. Threw those back quite quickly.
Mm-hmm. Mace, can you just give us commentary? Did you like the drink?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, it was fruity. That was nice.
Yeah. Yep. Spread it was nice. Tommy obviously wasn't drinking. Good boy. Yeah. I really tried though. Hey, I peer pressured you. Yeah. I almost got you.
The time I wanted to drink, it was then.
Yeah. But then it was funnier to not drink because you could observe.
Yeah.
Threw those back. Also, by the way, guys, in case you've never been to LA or the States before, they free pour. So what our one drink here is basically a double shot, every drink you have there.
I've been using that bit of trivia that you gave me. I use that all the time.
It's a lot.
Three times, I reckon, last weekend. Talking to people, I'm like, oh, well, in the States, like, they're free pour.
They just, so here, they're so strict. They have like sort of the jigger, is what they call them. They make sure it's level here. They just sit down there staring at you while they pour. You're like, oh, that's a, oh, still got, oh.
Someone was actually saying, they're like, oh, so does it make sense to like give a bigger tip because then they give you more alcohol? And then because I was like in the whole role, I was like, yeah, it does.
What's a double over there? A full glass. Yeah.
Like, well, okay. So then I went back. I was like, hey, this is, we need to fasten this up. Mm-hmm. So I went back. I got shots. And I was like, again, I was like, usually I'd get him a Fireball, which is like a cinnamon whiskey, but he would just spit that out in my face.
But they also didn't do Fireballs there as well.
No, a lot of places have like make their own Fireball. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was like, hey, what's sweet? What tastes great? Every white chick knows the best tasting shot is a wet pussy. I hate ordering them because you have to ask for a wet pussy and it just kills you on the inside. But I was like, can I please get 3 wet pussies? And she was like, well, oh, what's in that? And I was like, oh, fair enough. So it's vodka, cranberry juice, and peach liqueur. She made us shots. I shit you not.
Yeah, they were the size of that glass.
They were this big.
Yeah.
Like they weren't a shot. It was half. It was half a glass. It was even I was like, oh, that's gonna make me so sick. Didn't want to like show that on my face because I knew that he'd just panic. So he basically thought I came back with another drink, not realizing that was just a pure shot.
So what makes it a shot?
Well, because usually it's served in a small little.
What alcohol percentage do you reckon it was?
Oh, well, you've got vodka in there and peach liqueur, peach snap. Sorry, so that's it's like
a drink.
Like 4 drinks.
A drink has a mixer that's usually majority of the glass. Mm-hmm. This was just
long story short. It's very alcoholic, and I think I kind of made you drink it quite fast too. You were trying to sip on it, and I was no, we're throwing it back. By this point, Josh was.
You had some of my shot. I feel
you were getting so. Introspective, like you were just thinking, you were like, oh, am I being annoying? Am I repeating myself too much? Mace had to go to the toilet every 5 seconds, like a little boy. He's like, I've got to go wee again. I'm like, please don't say that out loud again.
What about how he started say, not really, he's like, oh, I don't know if I'll make it there. Like he's like, oh, I haven't stood up yet.
And he's like, oh, I can't, he's like, everything's really fuzzy. Like I can't really, everything's kind of moving funny and I can't, everything's, you're all, and he was like talking like this close to my face. Like everything's kind of like, and you were like, oh, you were just questioning every, you were just so in your own head. Like you could not relax. Like,
but I did, I feel like when it came to eating.
Oh, this is the best part. So then it was time for dinner. Mm-hmm. And we were all relatively, even I was feeling tipsy. So you guys must have been pretty sloshed. But you were also very impressed about how together I was. Mm-hmm. Went down to dinner.
I feel like you taught your drunk version is, look how fine I am.
But like, was I not fun?
No, not fun, fine.
Oh,
how fine you were.
Yeah, right.
Like, oh, look, I don't even, like, you guys are fucked and I'm fine. But I feel like you were fucked.
That was the case.
You were a little
bit. I mean, Tommy's like this.
Yeah, what was Tully like?
It was.
I'd get louder.
It was after dinner. That was when Tully had seeped in.
But then we got sat down, and Grant was so lovely and sent over some really nice expensive champagne for us. Again, Mace had never had champagne before.
Just cut to a kid. Just what's this?
Wasn't a fan of it, and I had to turn to him and say, "You drink that? That is expensive champagne. It's been it's a gift from the owner of the venue that we're at, and you were going to drink that with a smile on your face." I think I finished yours too, though, to be fair. Yeah. And then we had a few more drinks and, dinner got lit.
Yeah. Mr. Nice Evan. Oh, what I liked was we ended up in a trust circle holding hands.
Yeah.
Did we?
I mean, I was
I was drunk.
No, we were going around the circle telling each other what we're grateful for.
Oh, I love that. I often start those kind of games. Mm-hmm. Like I'm like, what's everyone's peak and pit of the year?
Peak and
then
pit.
I weirdly, you know, I don't remember it being taken because I don't think I was there, but then there was this random photo of Mace with lipstick all over his face.
Where? I know. It was crazy.
What happened? How
it must have come off the glass that he was drinking. Maybe he drank your glass.
Maybe from me finishing his drink.
Yeah, that's it. And then
there's
he sipped
a peach
it again.
From the wet pussy or something.
Yeah.
The firsts, we talk a lot on the show about firsts. 2020, what could be something that you do for the very first time?
Well, my first goal is to try and get some time over this break to finish or write this book that I'm supposed to have written back in July.
Finish or write or start?
I've started it, but I've got to finish it. Uh-huh. I mean, that's been a dream of mine for so long. Like, I can't believe that I'm going to be an author of a book. That's just insane to me. So that would be a huge first.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think that's good. What
it's actually your hard skill, though. Like, you've got
I'm a journalist, but I think, you know, being a journalist and writing about things that are going on in the world, things that make you angry or things that make you happy or the news is very different to writing about yourself and your life. And then, as I'm sort of writing it, it's my version of events is going to be so different to my brother's and my dad's. You know, it's a lot of responsibility to tell your story.
It's going to be the title?
No, but I've had people suggest things to me. Our mate Jordan.
Jordan Michaelides.
Yeah.
Sup, Jordan.
He suggested Misunderstood.
I don't mind that.
But I don't know whether it's like M-I-S-S, like it's plain words.
And have your signature in it, like in pink or something.
Have we met? You think I'm going to write in pink?
But that's the whole joke with the Misunderstood thing. It's got that miscongeniality sort of vibe.
Yes, exactly.
What do you want the title to be?
I'm glad I saved that because I was really feeling the rush.
She came hard at you, didn't she? Real hard. I couldn't help you, dude.
I don't know. I don't know. What can you? It's still such an odd concept to me that someone thinks that my life is interesting enough to write about. Mm. Like that to me it blows my mind. I mean, when I pull it apart, I think about the chapters and I guess the big chunks and the big defining moments of my life. I guess I do have some interesting ones in there. You know, everything from me dating girls for most of my adolescence to Big Brother and that whole experience to my mum's dementia and losing my mum to social media and being one of the first kind of influencers. When I say it all like that, I'm like, okay, I guess that's maybe interesting to some people. But, yeah, who the fuck's going to buy this book? My dad's going to buy 500 copies and that'll be it.
That's a solid amount. What else do you feel like content-wise apprehension about putting something out?
It's mainly my family. I've always been an oversharer. I think Big Brother took it to a whole new level because once people have seen you like that in that context, I've literally got nothing else to hide. Like, they've seen me eat, sleep, topless, you guys have probably seen me topless. I can't remember if I got my tits out. I can't remember. Good to know. You know, so then after that, I'm kind of like, well, I've got nothing else to hide. You've seen me warts and all. You've seen me at my worst. But then I have to be respectful and remember that it isn't just my story and I am sharing things about my life and my family. And I think that that's always my main concern. And I know that they find some of my writing cringy. They think that I share too much.
With your same-sex relationships, did you describe it as like a phase or how do you describe it?
No, I don't. I really, I feel like that's so offensive. I mean, I dated women for 2-3 years. Yeah. You know, we would live together. We had a dog together. Calling it a phase to me completely undermines and belittles that relationship. Yeah, yeah.
Because you were talking, I remember you've changed and so you were once that person and then you were...
Well, I think we all grow and you know, our experiences shape us and, you might grow up only dating blondes and then suddenly you meet this amazing brunette and she's funny and hilarious and the love of your life and then suddenly you're into brunettes. Kind of what happened to me.
Yeah.
I dated girls, met a bunch of really amazing women who were smart and funny and I really liked them. And then I met this one dude and he was pretty smart and funny and hot. And since then I've only been into dudes. I don't see myself ever dating women again. It feels like a whole different person. I don't even know who that person is. But at the same time, those were some of the best and happiest relationships of my life. And I think using the word phase just it doesn't sit right with me. It doesn't feel right.
Is there much difference in the relationship itself? Like if you take away the sexuality side of things,
is it the same? So many differences. Women just by nature inherently they sort of inherently just get what you they get you more organically. You know, I think sometimes, especially with the guys I've been with. And at least initially, you have to kind of learn to understand each other and, if he shuts down or if he, that's him doing X, Y, Z, whereas females just kind of inherently get it. So you just, this is closeness. You're dating, and I know that you're probably like you're married to your best friend and you're dating your best friend, but you really are dating your best friend. You've just got this amazing, supportive, thoughtful, understanding, patient, just sort of those qualities that women tend to be better at.
What's the feminine quality and masculine quality?
You know,
like I love feminine quality in my wife.
But you're also quite, quite a feminine dude.
No, I don't think so.
That's a compliment.
I
don't know anything about your family, but to me, you feel like, I can always tell when a guy is grown with women in his life.
Either, I had no women in my life.
I didn't know that, but that's the kind of vibe you give off. Mace is the same. Soft.
Am I soft or am I?
You're just a.
One.
I don't know what to do with you.
I think about masculine qualities. It's not something that I'm into at all.
Yeah.
And so when you are a feminine woman, are you into feminine?
No. So my exes were all very androgynous. They were all quite tomboy. You know, they were all beautiful, but they were all, you know, short hair, preferred to wear dude's clothes, skated, surfed. Mm. They all looked, you know, like a beautiful, like Ruby Rose is a friend of mine, like Ruby Rose vibe. So yeah, beautiful, yeah, but very much a tomboy. And I was always like the femme. But it's funny because now that I date guys, I often wonder whether I'm too much of a tomboy, because I'm definitely one of the boys. I'm sure you guys can all, mm-hmm, you attest to that. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I worry whether I'm too much one of the boys now.
She was barking at the table.
No. What about comparison?
I was trying to get us to go to a strip club. No one else wanted to come.
What about like comparison when you're in a like same-sex relationship? You got the same body parts and all that sort of thing. Do you like, is that something that you're considering? Like, from a body image point of view?
I mean, not really. It's bizarre because I never, I didn't grow up my whole life thinking that I was gay and like, you know, watching women from afar and like wondering what their, you know, boobs, mm-hmm, felt like. It's never how it worked with me. I liked boys all throughout primary school, all throughout high school, and then just met this amazing person at uni. And then I was just so obsessed with her that I was into whatever she fucking had going on. Mm-hmm. It's weird because, you know, now with men, like I don't like big bulky guys. And I don't know if that's because I'm not used to, you know, real like muscly guys. I do remember the first time sleeping with my ex-boyfriend, and he was the first guy I'd been with after dating girls for like 6 years. And I remember we were like making out and I like went to feel his boobs and was like, oh shit, there are none. Okay. Yep. All right, different body shape. Yeah, okay. That was such a weird moment for me to like be going.
Yeah, it is.
I was like, oh, just going to slide down here then, I guess. Like it was a really bizarre reminder that I was with a completely different sex, let alone person.
Writing the book, how have you set out the chapters? Does it go in chronological order?
Yeah, or? I mean, I think it makes the most sense, for sure. But I don't know, it's tricky because I guess my mum especially, that's kind of, it's that has grown and evolved, you know, us finding out to how I dealt with it when she was ill, when I was older, to her passing away. That's kind of flows throughout my life. So I don't really know how that's going to sort of work.
How do you feel about like the type of person you are and the type of content you put out there versus, say, the people who might want to buy a book around sort of dementia and all that sort of things? Is it a different audience?
I think the beauty, you know, and this is what the publishers that I spoke with said to me, and this is why she wanted me to write a book at all, is that you know, the way I speak about my mum's dementia, it isn't dementia specific. I think that and there are so many people that have grown up with or dealt with a sick parent. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if it's dementia or if it's cancer or if it's MS, whatever. So many people can relate to that, to growing up with a parent who was constantly sick, who was in and out of hospital, who you had to care for. That's a pretty universal, unfortunately, problem. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what, you know, and I never thought about it like that. I always thought that I was speaking to people that specifically were dealing with dementia. But, yeah, she was the one that said, you know, someone, and actually – when my mum passed away and I was sharing that story on my Instagram, I had a lot of DMs, and there were people in there that were like, you know, my mum's had cancer on and off since I was 10. So yeah, I guess that's more relatable than I maybe realize, but I am conscious. I mean, you know, you guys know what I'm like I am who I am. I can't refine myself. This is why, you know, when I used to work in magazines, like I used to work for Marie Claire magazine, I found that really hard to write in the Marie Claire tone of voice, because it's refined and it's polished and it's aspirational and it's highbrow. That's why I love writing for Pedestrian and Mamma Mia, because I can write exactly how I speak, and my book will be exactly the same. I don't think I could do it any differently.
What have you learned about Social Squad doing that?
that was a, yeah, that was a learning curve. I loved doing the podcasting. Mm-hmm. I loved that so much. I don't think I've felt that much job satisfaction since Big Brother. It's been a long time since I felt proud of something, since something challenged me, since, you know, Mia saw me, I think maybe a week into it. She pulled me in for a chat. I was just checking on how I was going. And she said, "You're out of your comfort zone, aren't you?" She's like, "You're struggling." I'm like, "Yeah, I am. I am." And I think I'm used to cruising and I'm used to being good, naturally good at most things that I do. And even in, you know, in high school and in primary school, you know, if I wasn't immediately good at an instrument, I'd just quit it. I wouldn't persevere. I wouldn't try to get good at it. I didn't like being bad at things. So, you know, I decided to play saxophone. And when I immediately wasn't Lisa Simpson, I was like, well, stuff this.
Good reference.
So to, well, she's the only reason I wanted to play it, obviously. So to be thrown into the deep end with this so soon after losing my mum with no prior experience. Like even now talking to you guys, I've done 20 million more podcasts than I had when I did my own, you know. Yeah. So to do that and
And that's just with Scooter Derek's bonus apps. Scooter Derek has once sort of railroaded
me into a Big Brother tallied, episode.
Yeah, yeah. Classic Derek.
It's classic. Yeah, so to do something that, you know, I couldn't really get out of, you know, I'd signed, sealed, delivered the contract and we had guests coming in every day for those 2 weeks. And so to do it and struggle but persevere and you know, and then be proud of the outcome, that was great.
How do you seek out these things? Because if
– I did. It came to me.
Yeah, but if you – say if it came to you, right, and you go –
I don't know how my hands are.
Yeah, I just grabbed her. Sorry. If the thing that gave you the most fulfillment – or job satisfaction is something that pushes you out of your comfort zone, it could be fair to say that things that push you out of your comfort zone are going to do a similar version of that.
I also think, though, that it's something that I've wanted to do for a long time. Radio, you know, you guys, I've said to you before that I would love to work in radio and podcasting is basically radio but way more fun because we had to talk about what we actually want to talk about for extended periods of time. I think what I learned from that experience was that I love podcasting. I loved learning and getting better at interviewing and meeting new people and hearing their story. But you know, as suspected, and I've told Mia this and Mia already kind of knew, you know, the subject wasn't what I'm passionate about personally. You know, the gag was that I told Mia I hated influencing and I thought it was a waste of time. And so she thought it'd be hilarious to give me a show hosting where I talk to influencers.
Great troll.
Hilarious troll.
But it worked.
It's a long game troll as well.
It did work in a way because I was able to be self-deprecating. Mm-hmm. I was able to make the influencers feel like they could be honest with me and say, oh, this is shit or this is boring or I don't, you know. But personally for me, I'd love to do a show where I felt more personally connected and passionate about what I was talking about. But I loved podcasting. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to do another podcast for sure.
For me, 2020, I want to attempt – I want to put myself outside of the comfort zone in respect to posting things that make me feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. That's not to say releasing, you know, sharing personal information or something like that. I don't know exactly what form it is.
Medicare card number.
Yeah. Credit card. Who takes the money first? Yeah, yeah. No, but even like
there's
posting.
There's no money in there, let's be honest.
Okay, so even someone getting into doing brand integration, so talking about a product, you do this and I can imagine it just comes second nature to you now.
Still kills me on the inside.
Does it? Mm. But, and so yes. Then you're pushing against the feeling of, I've got a mate that does it and I just, he's ruthless. Mm. And I see there is some benefit in being a bit more ruthless.
Is it detached to outcome?
Detached to the feeling of how it makes how it makes you feel, because I think it's exaggerated to how people perceive you. Mm. And so, yeah, and
yeah, so, it's tricky. It's so tricky. I, especially as I said to you guys off air earlier, you know, this is it's a busy time of year. It's Christmas. A lot of brands are wanting to push their products before Christmas. And, you know, I had to put my foot down last week and turn a job down. I was like, I just feel like I'm just spruiking every day a different product. It just feels so yuck and disingenuous and unorganic. I think it's just all about, you know, the way you've just got to keep it as authentic to you. And I know that's such an overused buzzword, especially in my line of work. But if you try and keep it as authentic as possible, even if that means you coming out and being like, I feel like a freaking sellout, but seriously, this face cream's the fucking best.
Yeah.
You've called yourself out before someone else can do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Should you just put the how much you've made deliverable?
The screen grab of the email. Remember there's the famous thing of like, can you they send the designer or whatever, can you do a, can you do this Photoshop thing of this event? And they just screen grab all the details.
Insert name here, like that. Yeah, so you're seeing the copy. But, and so.
But I think for you guys as a brand and as, you know, you've got your podcast, but you also have your production stuff, I think that it would be silly of you to not taking those opportunities, even if it doesn't feel completely organic or natural at first.
Well, I think most people think the authentic approach is to listen to the feeling and then not act on it because they're like, that's me being authentic to the feeling of this is a bit gross or this feels a bit cringe.
Well, Seth Godin talks about like the pilot, like a pilot on a plane isn't being authentic. Sometimes I don't feel like fucking flying the plane, but you do it anyway. And so authenticity can sometimes be overstated when sometimes you just need to be a professional.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's radio hosts. I mean, even you guys, you know, I've said this to you when we were in LA, it still blows my mind. And I know that you, you know, have put measures in place so that you can have days off, but like the fact that you've committed to this show for how many days is it?
10 years, we're doing seven
I
days.
That just gives me severe anxiety, but anyway.
How old will your kid be then? Eight, Bodie? I mean, Mason?
Bodie, did you say Bodie? That's cute.
Our twins?
Twins. Oh, jeez, Mason, fucking.
I want five, so we better get cracking because I'm 32.
Kids. What's the idea of five kids? Why do you want five kids?
I just want a big family. Yeah.
I think a lot of people say that before they have one.
True.
So was the idea.
We'll aim for two, babe. We'll aim for two.
So if you were to paint the picture just quickly, like paint the picture of like 5 years' time, like I'm curious,
what's their name?
Is it the idea of like the white picket fence in fucking Kew or something? Or like what's your – because when I think of five kids –
how old am I in 5 years? 35.
Seven.
32? How old am I? 32. Yeah, 37. I got my maths. Yep, 37. Fuck. Well, I'd hope I have at least one kid by that because I'm cooked and fried.
Mum had me at 39. And look at me.
You're great.
Yeah.
Great.
No, I definitely want a couple of kids for sure.
But maybe not five. You don't think you'll get to five.
I'm running out of time. Maybe if I'd started a bit earlier, if I'd fooled a few people before.
But two versus five, what's the...
Jokes, guys. Jokes. I'd never do that.
Mason, double.
Double wrap it.
Is that a thing? Do people really double wrap it?
No. Okay. Dad over here. Like you are literally.
I just have no. Well, you said double wrap it.
Such a dad.
It sounded like something
you're
that was
such a dad.
Legit.
Tommy's like the cool, fun uncle and you're like the dorky dad.
Dorky dad.
Mason's my boyfriend.
So the two versus five. Boy. What is the main difference between two and five kids?
No, I just want a big family. I come from a family. I've got two siblings. And I just, yeah, I love kids. I've always loved kids. I'm very, very maternal and I just want a big family.
There is a fun element to it, almost like
once
a
you get
cheaper
past
by
three,
the dozen.
You're okay. Like
three.
One's hard. Two's apparently impossible.
Oh, jeez. One's hard enough. What my
you're doing
one?
All right.
Is it all? Is it like diminishing returns? No, sorry, not diminishing.
Again, like what?
I reckon.
What's going on in your brain? Honestly, I just imagine a monkey with the symbols.
No, it's actually the Cadbury
there
Gorilla.
Is no more than yeah.
Great ad. I watched a Cadbury documentary the other day. That ad was actually a big game changer for them.
Really? Of course it was. Huge. And also won them a gazillion awards when I worked in advertising.
Yeah.
And it was constantly brought up and used as a great example. That and Oreo. Oreo can do no wrong apparently.
Really? Oh yeah, because they did
cookie.
What's the thing? Super Bowl. They did because remember the Super Bowl, all the lights went out or whatever, and then there was everyone on Twitter, like all the zany social media people doing posts.
The blackout.
Yes. There's also the Netflix thing at the moment. Have you seen this? Everyone's posting about that. What is that? No, Sebs?
Netflix did a tweet saying
things you say when you're having sex, but also
you're a brand. You're an account manager for a brand.
Yeah. Can you find these? Yeah. This is funny.
God, the world is my oyster with that one, isn't it? Okay.
Do you think so the Cadbury thing does well? There's a high chance this shit might not have hit at the right time.
It's literally CGI gorilla.
Yeah, I know.
To Phil Collins. There's no chocolate in there. It's just purple.
But then I look at things that get used as case studies and move the needle here. But it's like there's a high chance that wouldn't have moved the needle different time in existence.
Yeah, true. True. It was just right place, right time, timing, what the world was doing at the moment. Maybe it was, you know, we were needing a bit of a lull, like at the moment. Jesus, I'd love some
We need a
news.
Lull, don't
oh
we?
Oh, my God, right now.
What can we do? Get the monkey suit. I said monkey suit.
And I said tits. That's so weird. It's so not like us. One of my favorites, speaking of great case studies when I worked in advertising, was the Tontine pillow date stamp. Is anyone familiar with this?
I love that you trolled me for being the dad and you said, you know, speaking of great case studies.
We're just talking about, but this is an interesting case study.
Tontine. What's that?
So Tontine is a pillow brand. If you guys have read
the date on the back.
The Barefoot Investor, he suggests a Tontine pillow.
Is that Dunlop that he recommends?
No, it's
Dunlop. 97. Can you pass it?
No, I think it is Dunlop.
It's Dunlop, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Anyway, so Tontine, you know, did all these studies and research and there's like disgusting amount of like bacteria and bugs growing in our pillows and like no one changes their pillows. I, up until doing this case study, had a pillow that I had since I was a child. I carried it around with me to all my share houses because I just loved it. But it was perfect. It was my favorite pillow. I loved it.
Just carry the filth and from they, one place to another.
They were, they,
amazing,
you know,
it got heavier.
They just filled. Guys, that's so fucked up.
I wonder if there is a weight difference, weight at the start, weight at the end.
Okay, you're really taking this off course. So anyway, there's like literal bugs and like tiny bacteria trees and shit that grow because it comes from our face and our skin and our hair. It's gross. These guys did a big study on that, had this like terrifying stats and these like super macro shots of this stuff growing in our pillows and then said, you know, a pillow is actually only good for 12 months. And then they started date stamping their pillows. So it didn't create a problem we didn't know we had. It was a problem. We just didn't know about it. And then they made like, we then had a date where we knew we had to replace the pillow with another Tontine pillow. And great, so suddenly we were buying a new pillow every year from Tontine because they're the only ones that had the date stamp on it. It was like they kind of fear-mongered us into constantly buying new Tontine pillows.
There's so many things that I don't – like I only found out in our Dyson vacuum.
I can't wait for this.
Now, the Dyson vacuum, I was trying to – when I shave, Brie freaks out because I leave hair.
Yeah, it's gross. It's so gross. Because you wonder if it's from your face or your pubes.
Exactly. And so I use the Dyson – in the bathroom, but unfortunately I went over some water and some water went into the Dyson vacuum.
Fucked it.
Yeah. And so then the next day we opened like the cupboard where the Dyson is and it just smelt horrendous.
Yeah. Because wet dust is, and like filth.
Yeah.
Like
so not good.
Wet dog times 10.
But the thing was that we did some research and there's like, there's a filter in it. And it's like, oh, we should get new filters. And it turns out that you're like meant to get new filters all the time. We've had this vacuum for 4 years.
Well, it's like
we've never put one in.
In like a washing, like you're supposed to like clean your washing machines, clean your dishwashers, like give them a clean. Like you put in like a little tablet and you put it on an empty cycle. To like
are you
clear
good with
out.
Admin?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm like, seriously, wife me. Like I'm so great with this stuff.
97.
Hurry up,
so
mate.
Admin, talk about admin. What are you good at?
Oh, did
what
you is? Find the Sevs?
The Netflix stuff. So
I feel like this is going to go either way.
How cute is his lisp? Oh, God, edible.
Has he got a lisp?
Yes, he has a lisp.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, now he's cautious. Now he's speaking like this.
What's something you can say during sex, but also when you manage a brand Twitter account?
Mm-hmm.
Ben and Jerry's, do you want to take a lick? Yeah. Wendy's, wow, 4 for 4. IMDb, The Mandalorian continues to dominate. Yelp, please share your experiences with the community.
I mean, are we having a gangbang in that one? Or? Very
fun. Snickers, satisfied. Instagram, double tap.
That works.
Yeah.
Paramount Network, which is Paramount Pictures. I'm not sure we want to touch this. Netflix replies, guys, Mount was right there.
That's good. That's good. That's really good. What did Twitter say anything?
Here we go. There's Petco, which is a... like a pet supply, like Pet Barn.
Mm-hmm. We figured that out really quickly. Yeah, you have to explain that one to us.
We hope you enjoy these new toys.
That's good. That's a good one. What did Twitter say? Did Twitter say anything?
Nah, Twitter haven't said anything.
Oh, fuck. Catch up, Twitter.
Did you ever get to that level of doing community? Like, did you ever do that?
Yeah, that was my job. That was what I did before Big Brother.
What brands?
Massive brands. Tim Tam.
Oh, cool.
Constantly in arguments with people about palm oil, which is absolutely fair enough.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That palm oil's in.
Yeah.
And they're asking, is it?
No, they're angry that it is.
Okay.
Because it kills the orangutan. in the forest.
And
that's a gorilla and orangutan.
Different.
Completely different species.
I got it. These fucking assholes commenting about that probably eat meat.
Oh, look, well, we don't know that
they could be vegan as well.
What was my other? I looked after. So we did the Virgin Australia rebranding, which is a really cool one to work on. Hungry Jack's is one of my clients. Pure Blonde's one of my clients. Dove, Nivea. Like I literally worked across a huge, huge. But yeah, one of the most – in fact, actually, you know what? Apart from Tim Tam, because everyone loves Tim Tams, unless they don't like Tim Tams. One of the most active and engaged communities, online communities I looked after was for Airwick.
Really? I wanted to get a bunch of Airwick here when we moved in.
I can't tell you how seriously these Sharons take Airwick. And we call them Sharons because we had like a we had like the typical Airwick, and Sharon was number one buyer. Sharon had multiple dogs that lived inside. Mm-hmm. She was a smoker. Yeah.
Sharon, get rid of Airwick and just take your ciggies outside.
Take your dogs outside.
Take it all outside.
She wasn't ashamed because you know how most people, especially I think people our age, I would like hide the Airwick.
Mm-hmm. Like, what's the Airwick?
Airwick's like the freshener that goes diffuser. In the.
It's like the.
There's different types. You can get one.
The ones you power.
Mm. No, you can get one. You just get ones for the bathroom, or you can have ones that sort of like every so often like shoot out some like that. In the, what is that in the corner?
No, that's
that
a
security thing. No, it's a sensor.
It looks similar.
No, I know what you mean. It's just
I've jumped out of my skin before from like the toilets that have the real. Do you think that there's something?
Like, oh God, vanilla, it's in my mouth. You can also get like sort of reed diffuser. What you can, you can get everything.
Yeah, I smelled a really nice cranberry one yesterday.
Kukai, if you guys are ever with your girlfriend, wife, Kukai, if you're, or even just walking past Kukai, have a big whiff. Oh,
good one.
Bree was doing a marketing course and Kukai was the brand that they had to do analysis on.
It smelled, and they now sell them online. I actually just bought one. You can buy the scent of
how many dresses diffuser? Do you, is that what signature diffuser? Yeah. $55.
Yeah. Kukai is like
what's
dresses.
What's the smell of those 90 sevs? It's like, is it gardenia? What is it? Fuchsia and something.
Makara or orchid, white lily, spring moss for an aroma that's fresh.
See, does that sound delicious? Mm.
Delicate and distinctly feminine.
Mm. I like
so perfect for you.
I like the milligram. They do this fragrance that smells like the forest. And they
is that the end of the story?
No, and then so it comes in. Have you seen the volcanic rocks?
Yes.
So I have volcanic rocks.
And they smell delicious.
Yeah. And so actually it was a contentious issue on Sunday because we hadn't got the new filters for the vacuum, but Bray used the vacuum. So the whole apartment smelled fucking horrendous. And so I used the essential ethanol is the base of the oil.
Why does vacuuming always makes the room smell bad afterwards? Mm. Even if you haven't got a wet.
I think it's your vacuum,
it's the filter. It's the filter.
It's definitely your vacuum.
You need to replace the filter.
Back to the Airwick, guys. So they would just be so upset. Like if we took a scent off the shelf, or if we didn't replace a scent, or if we didn't bring back pumpkin spice every Christmas, like they would just be go bananas about it. Like they'd all get together, they'd switch, they'd swap candles, and it was absolutely bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. Dealing with those Sharons, that was like that. That was the peak of my community management career.
I could get into fragrances. The there's the they don't call them Ponzi schemes, but you know, like the oils.
Yeah, essential oils.
Oh yeah, like that. Yeah. Oh, every yeah.
Because I do actually.
Mum of seven from my high school was pushing those.
Hey Tully, can you come? Yeah.
But I want
you know what help your headache?
Yeah,
exactly.
A little cinnamon blend on your wrist just there.
But the thing is, I sort of get it. I think that it's almost like they could be right, but just the whole fact that you know that it's part of a bigger scheme.
You have to buy like 100. You can't just buy like the 1 cent. You have to buy, there's a pack of 50.
I've got no problem with the actual essential oils themselves. It's the business behind it.
It's a pyramid scheme.
Have you ever had someone, Herbalife,
I think it was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There's because a great doco on that, actually.
What I think is, if it's the product that solves everything, which a lot of the people sell it as, why isn't every single person in the world using it?
Well, that's what they're trying to convince.
Why can't you tell me what it is? Have you noticed that?
Well, we're going to have a coffee first.
A lot of these ones, you're looking at, you're reading posts, you're reading these long, long captions where they're saying it's the best thing in the world and you're like, I still don't know what you're trying to sell me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it face cream? Is it a candle? What is it?
Do you think those people who behind those products or in that business model, do you think they feel like fucking a bit cringe about posting these?
No, I think they've drunk the Kool-Aid and they believe everything that they're saying.
I think you have to doing that.
Or you're just seeing it as like sales and you've positioned it in your mind that just like life is all about sales or some shit.
Have you been conned into a catch-up that then has turned into, hey, I've got this product
that
I'd love
to
show?
No, but I do have a few friends. I have a girl that I used to hang out with quite a bit who now works in one of those things and just constantly trying to reach out to me. And I'm just like, absolutely not. I know exactly what you want me to do. And I guess there have been actually a few people, I guess, that think with my following that I'd be an easy win for them if I suddenly started believing in any of that stuff. There's been a few weird DMs, but Yeah, no, I'm much smarter than that.
I remember back in the day, I feel like my mum would always have the parties or whatever.
Oh, like the
Tupperware?
Like yeah, no, but it was like underwear Tupperware. And stuff.
Yeah,
and like
lingerie parties. Mm.
What about the one with the glass?
Avon.
Yeah. You clean glass with it, this sort of stuff. There was
Mr. Shane?
No. It was a specific.
Big Kev.
Remember that shit?
Big Kev died.
Yeah, Kev died of a heart attack. He looked like he had
a few burgers.
Far out.
But his whole thing was, I'm excited.
Yeah. Oh, he was excited.
But it was like so not excited.
Dude, his products were actually amazing. Goo remover. It got chewing gum out of carpet, got out of anything, out of hair. It was bizarre.
Does gumption do that? I feel like these days influencers are
egg
pushing.
White. No, egg white.
Egg
white does.
I'm putting egg white on my carpet. No,
yeah. Egg white gets it out of jeans. Chewing gum. I had chewing gum in on the back of my jeans from nightclub.
You just put
your jeans in the freezer and then you crack it off.
Yeah, but this was rubbed right in.
We've got a jean update from 97.
Jean.
What, they're stained.
Oh, what have you done to your jeans, well, mate? I'm excited.
I put them...
Am I sexually assaulting you now?
That's all fine. There's a huge amount of distance away. It feels like you can say anything when you're this far away.
His parents watch these. Hi, Mum. Hi, Dad.
His parents love you, Tom.
Yeah. Big fans. No, I was soaking my jeans because I didn't want to put them in a wash because they're like got ripped knees or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was going to break them. So I just soaked them and I left them overnight and there's like a little...
That's so handy.
There's a little like suede... like label on the back, and so all the brown of the color went out and stained the rest of my jeans.
I take it back.
That sucks.
He can't.
No, because on the label it says don't
do that.
Don't soak. Yeah, don't. Yeah.
I put them through the wash.
Is that not a thing where you put them in the freezer and it like gets rid of the smells, gets rid of the. I mean, if it's a mark, you can't really get rid of the mark in a freezer.
He's totally.
So what's your other option then? Take it to the dry cleaners.
No, just put them in a washing bag and put it through the wash.
No, I've already done that. I've already put it through the wash and it's still there.
So it's there. It's fucked.
Yeah, I would take it to a dry cleaners.
Was the brown completely like gone off the
There's still some there.
Really?
Yeah, it's just like it's diluted
also,
a little bit.
I mean, are they not paying you enough? Can I just buy a new pair of jeans?
Yeah, how much are the jeans?
Yeah, I mean, they're like $80.
I'll reach out to the brand and we'll sort it out.
Industry.
They'll definitely give me a new pair of jeans.
Oh, really? Yes. Which one? What size are you?
32.
Great. Can you get people stuff?
Smaller than me.
So
yeah, but I'd have to wear it. Like I'd have to do something with it. Recently my friend lost a pair of sunglasses that were quite expensive from this brand that I think are terrible. And then coincidentally 3 weeks later that brand reached out to me and offered me a pair of sunglasses and I said, I will have the exact pair that she lost.
Yeah.
I'll do a shot in them and then I'll give them to her.
And does your friend know you think they're terrible?
Yeah, I've told her. I literally said to her, I go, I got you those disgusting ski goggle glasses you wanted.
Bollet.
No, they're just so ugly. Like speed dealers on crap.
Oh, yeah.
No, I like your case.
I know you do. Every silly boy does.
Where did you get it from?
Casify. And it says Tully in case you can't read that, but it looks like fully. Mm. You can't see it on the camera, but it's just like a magic sand case with neon sand that glows in the dark. And literally every single time a male realizes what it is, I lose them for like half an hour while they play with it.
What would you pay right now for direct flights to New Zealand return?
I know the pilot. It's a great app. It's good. I know the pilot, and it sends you amalgamates? Pulls everything together.
Oh, no. Amalgamates.
No. You mean
algorithm?
No.
I was right.
No.
Amalgamates.
No. If everyone just shut up for a sec, that's not the word you're thinking of. Curates.
I don't know if that's it. Anyway, it pulls all information from all websites about flight sales and then sends you push notifications.
And so you can buy it.
In case you're thinking you're going away.
I know the other word you're thinking
of. So right
of.
Now you can get Fly Direct to New Zealand from 219 return.
That's really fucking cheap.
See?
Dude, that's so cheap.
You mean aggregates?
Yes.
And so can you actually press it and all buy?
Amalgamates?
Can you actually press it now?
Amalgamate means combined or merge.
I think aggregators.
Oh, so we're all right.
I think like hotel and
aggregates data and brings it together. Uh-huh. So can you actually press it and buy it? Oh, fuck. I thought you were actually saying I know the pilot.
I thought that as well for a little bit. I just thought it was a name drop.
No, I know the pilot. I was like, of the plane.
It's a WhatsApp. It's the only person she's got on WhatsApp is the pilot.
Also, again, I'm sorry, fly to Canada from $912 return, bags and meals included. That's also insane.
That's really cheap.
The thing about Vancouver? My thing about this is, you know how you see like what's one of the travel companies?
Skyscanner, SDA Travel,
Flight Center. And they've got, fly to LA, $812 bucks return.
Let's go.
I press it. And I follow it through.
And then it's like $300.
But it's never specific. I don't know how to find the deal. Or do you actually find the deal?
Yeah. Or it's like, yeah, cool. You fly February 2021.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You have to get very specific. But that's good. So
I think you have to be 912. Quite open.
What airline? Canada.
Air Canada.
That's good. Air with Velocity, Virgin.
Virgin Australia. No, look at the Virgin Australia is $1,600.
But that's not the deal that they promoted to us. Yeah, I know. So there still is that deal.
Have you ever done a deal with an airline?
I'm actually in the process of doing a deal. I'm about to go to Bali with an airline. I can't say which deal yet because I haven't signed the contract. But they're sending me to Bali, which is amazing.
Oh, great. Mm.
Airlines don't.
I wanted to say which one I think it is.
Airlines.
Well, I can tell you.
I know which one it is.
There's only about three airlines it could be.
And also I feel like Jen Day's got a name all over that one as well. They're flying every podcast.
She's my manager.
Yeah, okay.
No, so airlines rarely do collaborations because they don't need to.
Yeah.
People are always going to fly. People are always going to pay for flights. Mm-hmm. They don't need to give away free flights.
So micro influencers won't be able to.
Yeah. I just want access to
you guys would be lucky to get a bloody Rex plane to Canberra.
Well, what about the Airly or there's private jet? Yeah, private jet.
Mm. I've yet to go on a private jet.
Mm.
No, I've got a tiny plane to get me from Bangkok to this amazing honeymooners only, although obviously I wasn't a honeymooner, this amazing resort in Thailand, which is like a pretty pimp, just like two rows. Thought I was going to die. Literally I was going to die.
With propellers.
Mm. Yeah. But it wasn't by no means, it wasn't a private jet. It was just like a tiny plane.
Oh, you went to Steph Claire Smith's wedding, did you, or no?
I did go to Steph Claire Smith's wedding.
I watched the whole wedding video last night. No, I didn't, but Brie was like, oh, that was lovely.
15 minutes.
Oh. Including that Jager bomb. Point of view shot at the end.
Yeah, it was a beautiful wedding. That farm is ridiculous.
Oh, his farm.
That's not a fucking farm.
It's a golf course.
Isn't it a golf course? Yeah, the Greenman.
His dad spent so much time preparing the farm. They dyed the lake blue.
Oh, is that why it's so beautifully blue?
So apparently it's usually, that was my first time there.
Or the fish dead.
I'm sure they wouldn't have killed the fish. Apparently it's like a usual muddy water color and they dyed it bright blue for the wedding.
Oh. Yeah, it looked amazing.
We all glamped.
So you stayed in a tent. Yeah, did you stay with anyone in your tent or were you solo?
Was it scheduled to have other people in it?
No, I actually was bunking with another single female who I didn't know, to be fair. I met her at the Hens, but we didn't know each other quite well. But then a friend of mine who had met this lovely young lady asked if I would mind him going in my tent and if I could sleep in his bed instead so that they could hang out.
It was a bloody shag fest, wasn't it?
Is that what it's like the Olympics?
Well, I mean, it was so much fun. We're all in, everyone's in glam. Some people had five in one tent.
You're not always at a party with a blue lagoon, blue lake.
No, we were on the dance. I was on the dance floor till 4:30. Mm-hmm. Wow. The couple, it was Steph and Josh, didn't leave the dance floor till 4.
What was the dress code? Because everyone looked like they were either wearing white or silver or sort of
we were given
goldy.
A palette to work with. Neutrals. So
my Vans would have fit in actually. White Vans.
No, white. Yes, you could have worn your white Vans.
Like creams.
Creams. Peaches, Sandies. Linens, pale pastel colours. Everyone looked amazing. It was honestly just so incredible. The worst part about it was the drive back home the next day. Absolutely cooked.
Did anyone take buses?
No, because it was 3 hours away. That was the thing. So the reason they provided the glamping tents is because there's literally nothing around. Like it's in this tiny little town. There's the nearest hotel is an hour out. There's no Airbnbs. So they really had to kind of provide accommodation.
What sort of food?
Oh, Matt Butcher, a good friend of mine, was the chef. Food was delicious. The whole day, it was just from start to finish. It was so much fun.
What sort of cake?
You know what? I didn't A, see the cake being cut, or B, get a slice of the cake. Bit
keep
upset
a cleaner
about
recipe.
Add eggs, that's
actually,
all.
You guys will love this. So when we all first got to the marquee and sat down, the MC came out and said, oh, you know, can everyone please stand up? And we all kind of thought it was official wedding business. Mm-hmm. So we all stood up. And it actually took me, in hindsight, it took me a while to click on to what the fuck was happening. And
until you're 10 minutes into a kick session.
Imagine that. And a squat and hold and up. No, and then he said, okay, if everybody in the room is married, please sit down. And I was like, uh-oh. Like, everybody who is engaged, please sit down. Everybody's in a relationship, please sit down.
Is he playing wingman? Is that what's going on?
And it was like maybe eight of us out of the whole wedding standing really? Up. And he was like, now look around, people. He's like, that's who you're swiping right to.
I love that. That's so good.
And I was
so
actually like, okay, right, okay.
That's fair.
Yep.
And Alex Hayes, actually, is he single?
Was Raya going off? Was there even phone reception there?
No phone reception, no. It was interesting though, because it actually worked. Because throughout the
Who's
night,
Alex, by the way,
he's
Alex.
An influencer.
Okay,
he's a baby influencer. Throughout the night, I had
Did you
two
say a baby influencer.
Well, he's a little. He's like 20.
Okay,
he doesn't influence purchasing of baby products.
Yeah, he's a baby bunting.
He's just young. He's been doing it for a long time. Yeah. He was actually the guy. I don't know if you remember, if you saw it. It was years ago now. He pranked everybody that he was surfing above this massive shark and ended up being a.
Yeah.
He got famous. That's how he sort of. And then he's now just a really great photographer, surfer, mental health advocate, just a good guy. But yet, twice that night, I had a guy come up to me and say, hey, so I saw you standing up before. So I was like, what the? That actually
it's like,
worked.
And you were sitting down. Yeah. You don't.
Yeah. I love that.
And you sat down and asked you were married. Weird. Really weird. No, but it was honestly beautiful day, like just so much fun and so much love. And Sam Evans and Logan, who are other good friends of mine who did the video, just did an absolutely amazing job with it. So you should definitely give it a watch if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, it was great. Watch the whole thing on a Sunday night.
I need 13 minutes.
I've watched it twice and I've cried both times. And I was there and I was a mess when I was – I had one tissue, so hot. I had one tissue because I knew I would need a tissue. And I literally – guys either side of me, Alex Hayes next to me, two guys either side. I had to – rip it off and they all needed it. I was like tearing off little. I was like, oh, you can have this square. You can have this
square.
Oh,
the best was it the best man crying when he was.
Oh no, that's Josh's brother.
Oh, that was so. Oh, it was so sweet.
The whole day, like and that shot of Josh with their dog Ari watching Steph have her dance with her dad, and there's a single tear coming down his cheek. I was like, that's just brilliant. Like, did you put that there? Is that in post?
Eye drops quickly. Yeah. Get in this.
No, I thought like the guys had put it. No, it was. Just is such a great day.
Have you thought about, like, obviously you're talking about having kids and what sort of thing. Are you someone to fantasize a wedding or is it not really?
I've got a Pinterest board, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. It's all sorted for us. It's fine.
What's on the
Pinterest
board?
Or?
Yeah, it's public. Really? Maybe we should make it private. But it's okay. I've given it a really, like, obscure name. So it's kind of can be like, you know, what is this for?
Can we put it in the show notes?
Yeah, for sure. It's called When I Grow Up.
Yeah, great.
As in like, oh, you know, not now. But so this is like so my vibe, obviously.
Whoa,
like matching.
That fucking ring. Go back. What is that ring?
Yeah, start saving.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. 97, that ring is, it's not even, like it's quite obnoxious, to be honest.
That's
You're obnoxious.
Yeah, I know, but so
this
are
is
you.
My vibe. Yep, fair. I like that kind of vibe.
Is that okay, yeah, great. So it's very.
It's a kind of classic. Yeah, or maybe even a Vegas wedding.
That'd be fun.
Wait, what was she dressed up as then?
She's wearing a sequined.
Okay, sure.
I don't know if I can turn that around or not.
Would you colour your hair like her or no?
I used to have purple hair. Like really? Purple ends, like dip dyed ends. It was called dip dyeing was a thing.
Do you still use Pinterest every day, do you reckon, or no?
I use Pinterest, but then I don't really pin it to any boards. I save it and then put it on my Instagram, like as a story.
If you were to pick one social media for 2020 that you actually spent more time rather than less.
Stupidly obsessed with TikTok right now.
TikTok. Like, but really? Are you just consuming it?
I sit there just for an hours just next.
I feel like you'd be good on TikTok.
I've subconsciously learnt the dances without even meaning to just because I've watched so many of them.
Can you dance?
Will you do a TikTok for the Daily Talk Show? We don't have one yet. Will you do the first one?
I would do it with you if you create a TikTok account, yes.
What about you and 97 doing the one where you have to like engage each other's cause?
Oh, and you sort of just do the, like the seesaw?
Yeah, the seesaw.
Actually, I've seen your rig. You got a good rig.
Yeah, he's got a great rig.
Not just with everyone else around.
Yeah, it was loose EPLP top off. Fucking.
Can we try that?
Where did I see his rig? Where did I see
posted an Insta story of him at Laguna Beach just doing a quick.
Oh, and I said a flame or like a thirsty emoji.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't you take your top off and we did run you? No, you didn't, did you?
No, he's not that.
Damn it.
He's quite a.
Next time.
Yeah. Oh, but how about this? This is what he sent me hang on, give me a second.
Is this a nude? Send me the nudes. Why don't I get the nudes?
It's basically a nude.
Jim's going to love this episode.
Hang on, what's his.
She was like, she was really wanted to know every detail. I was just so happy. I was just, you know, so psyched.
So he just was like, he had just been to the sauna.
Ooh.
He just sent me that.
Oh, yeah.
Are you nude? Is he nude below that?
Are you nude?
No.
Sort your priorities about who you're sending this shit to.
What a waste of content.
sending it to JJ.
Yeah. Ready for it.
What did you do with that?
Show the camera.
Bring
it back to your face, Josh.
What did you do with that?
No, I was like, oh, Mike, you look hot.
Wasn't it zoomed out? It was zoomed out a little bit more than that, wasn't it?
Yeah. You can see your whole chest.
You guys are so supportive of each other.
Thanks, great.
What do you think of Mason's hair? He's had a haircut since. His tips are still there.
I like the tips. It's funny because I think I only – did I know him without the tip? I think you've always had the tips since I've known you.
It was just a bit more.
I like it a bit grown in as opposed to being all bleached. But you definitely like the tips. Keep the tips.
Yeah. I think you need to go back to Rachel Vitullo.
At Joey Scandizzo.
Yeah.
That's where she was at the wedding. I think she did Seth's hair.
Yeah. Mm. I think you should definitely.
I just think now that I've gone back and stalked you after our romantic holiday together and saw you without the tips, it just adds a bit of edge that you kind of need it because you're so sweet and butter wouldn't melt in your mouth. Like, makes me want to do bad things to you because you're just you're
what
so
is the butter in the mouth
butter
thing
would,
mean?
Well, think about it. Butter wouldn't melt in his mouth.
Because he's not hot.
No, because he's just like so soft and like. Like he's butter, like you know, like
yeah, sure.
He's just this little, and I think the tips just give you like an edge. Yeah. And it's like maybe you are a bad boy. Yeah.
You're just trying to nail custard to a wall.
Yeah, basically. What does nail Mason in a bed?
Custard to a wall. It's a daily talk show.
We're going to finish up and leave these two alone.
No TikTok.
We're going to do the TikTok. We're going to do this. It's hot in here.
No, we've got the aircon on.
We'll do a TikTok for sure.
We'll do a TikTok. Okay.
We'll learn a dance.
Perfect. No, can we do the
this one?
The 97 and you doing the linking trying to go back.
Da, da, da.
Who's on the bottom?
Da, da, da.
Oh, you know there's the one where you do this.
Oh no no. Oh.
Yeah, that's a good
one. You know the one where
and then we all changed outfits.
Yeah.
Or you throw the necklace around and it goes, and as it comes around, you've changed your outfits.
Actually, there's something funny about the transition for me because the idea is it goes from like basic looking shit to like looking hot. I should go from like my ASICs and go, that and my Vans appear.
That's been done.
Is it really?
Or like people go backwards.
Okay.
Like they're looking like shit and then they think that we'll see them looking good, but they just wear even shitter clothes.
Now, the reason I actually got rid of TikTok is because it sends me too many push notifications.
Yeah,
you turn that off. Still got it.
Because it comes up on my fucking Apple Watch.
I'm so embarrassed by it that I've put it in this light. So all my things are in perfect little folders. Mm-hmm. It's on this other page that I'm embarrassed by.
What other things have you got
TikTok,
on there?
TikTok, Simple Radio, to listen to a guy I was dating that does a radio show so I could always listen to him.
Who was it?
We've talked about this off air. For a reason.
Okay, we'll talk about it later.
You know,
there's a lot of cryptic. If you listen to this, there's cryptic nature to all of
I'm pretty open and honest, but there are some things that I should. Yeah.
Unroll.me.
They're selling.
Privacy. Blah blah blah. Yeah. I don't care. Is it? What am I trying to hide?
Yeah, true.
I've literally sent you a porno that you're know, like. I just. Not that I'm in. No, I didn't. But you know what I mean? Like, I just don't care.
Okay, I get it.
About anything.
I get it.
Because you're
How's your lip gloss? How's everyone's lips feeling?
Yeah, we're really
back.
Good.
You're back?
We were chapped.
You're okay?
Yep.
You were so chapped.
Yeah. Is your safari still outrageous?
I had to kiss it better. No, oh my God, you're going to get porn.
No, there's no porn. You are. Get out of
there. Absolutely, it will be porn.
On Safari or Chrome?
Oh, not on Safari. No. Chrome. You're checking my
Anyway, thank you, Tully. Thanks for coming back on. Just finally.
I don't want to leave. Can I become part of the show? Like,
100% monthly.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, is that almost like a bit? So if you go onto Tully's phone, can I communicate this to the people?
Also, there's like.
Okay, we won't talk about that. But like, you have your porn.
Along with my Sonnington parking fines. There's a lot of porn.
They can both make you feel something.
He's still scrolling.
But look how many. Who's this person? Like, it's between photos of people who are married and RedTube.
That's so sad.
It really says something, doesn't it? What is your actual... What are you...
Yeah, it's going to make some noise.
God, now I'm really hot.
2020, something that you... News
resolution?
Yeah, news resolution.
I know people hate resolutions, but just lean into it, please.
No, I don't. I like news resolutions. I like being held accountable. Look, I need to learn how to cook properly, properly cook for myself. I'm spending way too much money. I'm an Uber Diamond member. You don't even want to know how much I spent to get
I was
there.
So annoyed that I didn't get on that earlier.
Sis asked me what it meant.
Dude, really? It's a loser yeah. list. You don't want to be on
a loser list. Are you kidding me?
That's, I get, you currently get free delivery and I get 15% off all rides and I get this, Uber premium for Uber Black UberX rates.
This conversation makes no sense because you're just talking about how you want to be the person that isn't on that fucking
no,
list.
No, but I was saying earlier.
Is there not a contradiction between the two things you're talking about?
I want to eat more.
I don't know why you'd launch a loyalty program and then cut it off. Like, why do that? Why make it
cut it off?
You can't. It's a waiting list now. You can't apply
so why
for it.
Couldn't I? Because I never got told about it.
No, it just came up on my app one day.
Okay.
And I just went. Okay.
And so you want to cook more? Have you tried that? Because I'm doing. What am I doing? 97.
HelloFresh.
No. Yeah, it's one of those.
It's not.
So muscle chef. So you got to put on muscle.
No, they have different options. They've got different options.
It's a pre-cooked meal.
Yeah.
I think it's a step towards actually cooking shit for yourself.
Trying to lose some weight.
Yes.
So it's controlled calories.
You're being a man. Why don't you do a kick?
Like, I don't need another subscription.
Yeah, right.
I think it's good what he's doing. It's like pre-cooked food.
I love you food for the same reason. I
feel like I'd eat too many of those fucking bowls and shit, like the snacks and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you because
they, literally someone was saying the other day, yesterday they were saying you foods have a sale on, so they're buying heaps of the bowls.
Protein balls. Yeah. They are delicious. I want to learn how to cook. I've done a few cooking classes in the past just for funsies and I really, really enjoy it. And I think it's a good way for me to get off a screen. Mm-hmm. It's good for my anxiety. And I just enjoy it. So definitely work on that some more. Finish this goddamn book. Mm-hmm. And I really, 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 I want to try and get to Europe this summer. I've never been to Europe.
Never?
Not during summer. Not like a European summer.
So that's June, July.
On the list. Making yeah. Off. And then obviously we've got our wedding coming up, which is so exciting. Yeah.
Europe wedding.
Yeah. Amazing. Mykonos.
Positano wedding.
Okay, you go on the Italian
there
one.
There could be something funny. Mr. 97 and Tully does Europe, like a Euro
all
trip.
All
there
would be is just eat it, Mason. Just, you know, when you go out with somebody, don't knock it back. Just eat it.
Yeah. I totally
you
believe in that advice.
You have creepily nailed me in a very short time of knowing me. That was way too. That was
quite good.
I was sober. I remember.
That was, wow.
Are you looking on the phone? Anything?
Yeah, just got a little vibration. Bins. We're going to take the bins out, guys. Okay, so let's wrap this up.
So are you continuing the podcast or have you got a new one with Mamma Mia?
Look, it's still not decided. Mm-hmm. My preference is to do a new podcast. Mm-hmm. But yeah, look, season two might still happen. We have a couple of names that couldn't make season one that are still keen to do it. So it's not a definite no, but I would love to do a show that I pitched that mm-hmm. was sort of more something that's in line with what I'm passionate about and what I'm interested in rather than what me is interested in, to be completely honest. And she'd be fine with me saying that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, if you need somewhere to do it, you can come on our show.
Thank you.
And
you know someone else will be fighting you for that.
Yeah. Can we have a punch Seriously. On with Mia? Is that what you're saying?
No, old mates, Scooter.
That's a funny reference.
Yeah, he'd be so, mate, Scooter. He'd be Scooter so upset Jerry. If I was recording anywhere but his studio.
Oh, no, absolutely. it's the Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. Enjoy the rest of the day. See you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.